We're going to talk about bed and backs, aren't we?
That's correct, John, yes.
Does it really make much difference?
Well, I think it's all relative. We all crave sleep, don't we? And it's all about the sleep. And maybe by this time in the afternoon, we're feeling a little jaded because we didn't sleep particularly well last night, or we woke up with back pain this morning. And what are the reasons for that back pain? What are the reasons for that disturbed sleep? The importance of the sleep is that we actually get a healing process going on. And if we are having disturbed sleep, you can find that inhibits the healing process. So if you have got pain anywhere and you're not getting approximately 5 hours of continuous sleep through the night, then it's going to make us all a little bit more irritable and inhibit the healing process through the day. So really we have to look at what is stopping us from sleeping and getting those 5 quality hours of sleep during the night. Is it the pain that's waking us up, and why is pain waking us up? Usually the pain can be caused by two things. One is you can get a degree of inflammation building up around the joints, around the spine. Or secondly,
why is that?
If the joints aren't working properly, which is something that chiropractors look at, is to make sure the joints are working correctly, they can cause an irritation of a joint adjacent to it, and or a bone, two bones together can irritate each other, which can build up an inflammation. If they're still through the night, then you get a build-up of inflammation, because when you're moving around, the inflammation is dispersed into the bloodstream, and you don't get that swelling and build-up around the joints. Right. But that's why you can get that stiffness in the morning, and is it because of the inflammation there, or is it because we're not getting the correct support with our mattresses during the night?
I keep hearing this best support. So the best thing is to lie on a door then?
Well, probably not, no.
What does he mean by best support then?
Well, we have to realise that our bodies, our spines aren't flat. We are S-shaped if we're lying on our backs, and we need to make sure that each part of the curve of the spine is getting the correct support. So if you're lying on a very hard surface, it's almost as if your spine's been held across that surface like a suspension bridge. The body won't allow that those curves to collapse, so the body will hold the muscles in spasm almost overnight, and that's another reason why you can be very stiff in the morning, because the muscles haven't had time to relax. If the mattress is supporting the curves of your body, the muscles can relax a little bit more and therefore help you rest and get that quality of sleep we're aiming for.
But how do you determine that? I mean, there's a very good place that sells mattresses in Heiston Green. So I go there and they let me lie on the bed. So I lie on the bed, but I have no idea whether it's... I mean, it just feels... Well, this feels nice and comfy. I don't know whether I'm getting the right support.
So we have to realise that you've got a hollowness in the small of your back, and the mattress should have meets that curvature of your spine, and it's all about the firmness. A very firm bed, going back to the door phenomena, is going to hold your spine across there like a suspension bridge, but if a medium firm bed is going to form to the contours of your body. So if you're lying flat on your back and you can't get any gap between the bed and the spine, then it's likely that you are getting some good support, or if you're lying on your side there. But if you can get a double-decker bus underneath your spine because you're being held there without any support, then it's likely that that bed is a little bit too firm for you.
Then there's the temptation to have a nice old mattress that sort of wraps around you, and then there's no gaps, is there, in your back, so it's lovely. And
but then you go into the other extreme. You change the shape of your curve of your spine, and then you get into that hammock type of scenario. And that, again, can be quite bad for the spine because you're not getting any support, and the muscles are then being stretched instead of going into spasm. So we've got to be aware of the two extremes. We've got to get that right support, that correct contour to meet the back and meet the shape of the spine.
Alex is with me, Alex Newton, chiropractor. And if you've got any questions for Alex, I'll carry on putting them. But if you've got any questions, by all means, give me a call. 0215 934 3434. And I'll put the questions for you, if you wish, if you text me. We mentioned beds and the importance of a mattress. So I used to sell mattresses. And we did a publicity stunt at my dad's shop saying you should MOT your mattress every 10 years or something. Was that just a publicity stunt?
Well, I don't really think it matters how old your mattress is. We have to ask ourselves the question, is the mattress giving me that support that we were just talking about? And it could be 6 months old, or it could be 16 years old. is it giving me the support? And we really, if we're finding the answer to that is no, it's not giving us support, we need to really think about whether we can justify the cost of buying a new mattress.
That's a good question, actually, the cost. Because they do vary enormously in price, don't they?
They do, but let's get things into perspective here a little bit, John. How long do we spend in bed? We all would like to say as long as possible. But you compare that cost with the cost of the last car that you bought. We can spend hundreds and thousands of pounds on cars, and some of us only spend maybe 20 minutes, a couple of times a day, travelling backwards and forwards to work
sure,
in it.
Sure.
But in bed, you could be there, you know, between 5 and 8 hours a day, and often we share it with our partners, so then that halves the cost already. So let's be really simple with the maths here. If we said we were going to buy a new bed, or mattress even, we don't have to buy the whole bed, the base of the bed may be quite sufficient. Say we spent £1,000 on there, just because I like round numbers, because it makes things easier to calculate.
£1,000?
£1,000 on a bed. But you're saying maybe it would last us 10 years. That's only £100 a year between two of you.
I'd never spend £1,000 on a bed. That's an enormous amount.
Enormous amount of money, but look at the quality of the bed that you would possibly be able to afford. You split that between over the 10 years, between the two of you, you're talking about £50 a year, which is £1 a night per person. That's not very much money to have a decent night's sleep, is it? £1 per person per night.
I think you're trying to
over
sell,
10 years.
I think you're trying to sell me a bed. Now, can I ask you something else about mattresses? We used to tell them to turn the mattress. Does it make any difference?
Absolutely, because you're going to lie in that shaped position day in, day out.
Well, then it forms a mould to your back, doesn't it?
Yes, but we need to preserve the life of the mattress for as long as possible, because we don't really want to be spending £1,000 every 10 years, do
no,
we? We'd like it to be a little bit longer.
We definitely don't want to, no.
And it depends on the mattress these days. There are those that don't need turning, or they suggest that you turn them clockwise or anti-clockwise round. And obviously there are those that you have to turn over. And it depends on whether you've got a pocket sprung type of mattress or a mattress that's got a particular type of surface on it. The ones with a particular type of surface or the memory foam mattresses, you can't obviously turn those over. You have to turn them clockwise and anti-clockwise. So it depends on the mattress itself. But the other thing we've got to be careful of is when we turn those mattresses over, we can't upset our backs while we're doing that, can we?
Well, we can, but we shouldn't.
Well, we'll try not to, but it's all hands on deck. Try and get as many people to help you move that mattress and manoeuvre it around as possible. And probably every 6 months it really needs to be turned or rotated.
Right, so that's another thing worth remembering as well. Since you're here, I've got a free consultation here. I used to get something called restless legs. I just couldn't get my feet. I have to keep moving my feet, and I've put it down to my back.
It could be. It could be.
Do you know what I mean by restless legs?
I do. Yes, we have a number of patients that complain about that.
Yeah.
It can be all sorts of things, and obviously, without a thorough consultation and examination, we wouldn't be able to establish exactly what's causing it. But the things that it could be causing it is sometimes the joints inside the pelvis are very stiff, and they can irritate the muscles which go down the legs. And when the pelvis is rigid and still overnight, you can get that muscle spasms that we were talking about, which could give you that restless leg syndrome. And also circulation can be a big thing, either whether you've got vascular problems with your legs and things, or a little bit of dehydration. A lot of people get cramp and things like that in bed at night, and that we usually attribute to either just not enough water, because we've always got to drink lots of water to keep our bodies hydrated, or a change in the salt balance within the tissues of the body, which can give you those restless legs as well.
Right. So do you have a good back?
I do, yes. Thank you. Touch wood. Yes.
And when your back's wrong, what does someone else sort you out?
I get my regular chiropractic care with one of my colleagues in the clinic.
Right.
In fact, I had my treatment just before I came out this afternoon.
Did
yes.
You? Oh, well, you've got to do a nice smiley face. Can I just ask you another thing? Why are you obsessed with backs? I mean, I assume you are obsessed. I mean, it's your vocation.
Well, chiropractors don't just treat backs. Chiropractors treat lots of joints in the body, the neck, the extremities as well,
right.
Shoulders, elbows, knees. So what we're aiming for is rebalancing the body and promoting wellness care, because if your joints are moving properly and your spine is aligned, it encourages the nervous system to work properly, which helps promote wellness. And it's not just treating bad backs that we do, it's promoting health care and good posture and good life balance.
Yeah, I'll say, I told you all in my story, when I had a back problem, I went to the, it was a general hospital in those days, only to show how old I am. When I dropped my trousers, the nurse burst out laughing. And I thought, well, I have my underpants on. And I said, what's wrong? She said, have you seen? Your hips are completely out of alignment. She said, stand in front of that mirror. I was absolutely aghast. The problem came from really that.
Being out of line.
Yeah.
We see a lot of people that are out of line. In fact, most people come to us with the main problem can be that their pelvis or hips are out of line. And that's because we spend so much time sitting and being very sedentary. So we're either sitting at work at the office or we're sitting in the car. And obviously, if you develop that misalignment, then going on to a bed that's probably a little bit too firm or a little bit too soft for you can augment that misalignment of your spine and pelvis overnight, which is what we wake up with in the morning when we're uncomfortable.
Alex, thanks for my consultation.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you.